भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 20 टेक्स्ट 17-18 There's no purport on 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23 has a purport. Tiny purport. So can we read all the way up to 23? Prabhupada doesn't purport, what can we say? There's nothing to say. There'd be silent meditation. 18. I'll read the Sanskrit. You don't have to do anything. Tathagrita tatbahi krauncha dvipa dviguna swamane nakshurodena parilo upakalpto vrito yata kushadvipo gritodena yasmin krauncha nama Parvatarajo dvipa nama niravarataka aste. Translation. Outside the ocean of clarified butter is another island known as Krauncha Dweep, which has a width of 1,600,000 yojanas, 12,800,000 miles, twice the width of the ocean of clarified butter. As Kusha Dweep is surrounded by an ocean of clarified butter, Krauncha Dweep is surrounded by an ocean of milk as broad as the island itself. On Krauncha Dweep, there is a great mountain known as Krauncha, from which the island takes its name. Text 19. Yoso guha paramanon matita itamba kunja pikshiro dena sichyamano bhagavata varunena bigupta vibhayo babuva. Translation. Although the vegetables living on the slopes of Mount Krauncha were attacked and devastated by the weapons of Kartikeya, the mountain has become fearless because it was always bathed on all sides by the ocean of milk and protected by Varuna Dev. I don't know what the vegans would do in that island. They would have a really tough time. Can you drink the milk from that ocean? It's not salty milk. We have salt water. Can you imagine? And if you drink it, sometimes people are lost at sea and they drink the salt water and it makes you completely crazy. You die. You become dehydrated and you become crazy and die. But we're reading that in other places in this universe, or in the universe, there's oceans of honey. There's oceans of milk. Can you imagine how soothing? Ocean of milk. Next verse is text 20. Tasminapi payarvrato kritapristo namadipati svedvipavarshani sapta vimajya tesu putra namasu sapta riktamdan Parshaban Nivesya, Swayam Bhagavan Bhagavata Paramap Kalyana Yashasa, Atma Bhutasya Hares Charanaravindam Upa Jagama. Translation, the ruler of this island was another son of Maharaj Priyavrata. His name was Grita Prista, and he was a very learned scholar. He also divided his own island among the seven sons. After dividing the island into seven parts, named according to the names of his sons, Gritaprishta Maharaj completely retired from family life and took shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord, the soul of all souls, who has all auspicious qualities. Thus he attained perfection. Text 21. Amamaduruho Megaprista Sunama Brajisto Lohitarna Vanaspatir Ita Gritaprista Shutaste Sambarsha Giraya Sapta Saptaiva Nadyas Chavityata Sukla Vardamano Bojana Upabarhino Nandanandanaha Sarvato Badra Iti Abaya Amrita Orga Aryakta Aryaka Tirtavati Rupavati Pavitravati Sukleti. Translation. The sons of Maharaj Gritaprista were named Ama, Madhu, Ruha, Megaprista, Sudama, Brajista, Lohitarna, and Vanaspati. In their islands, there are seven mountains which indicate the boundaries of the seven tracts of land. And there were also seven rivers. The mountains are called Sukla, Vardamana, Bojana, Upabarhina, Nanda, Nandana, and Sarvatobhadra. These rivers, the rivers are named Abhaya, Amritauga, Aryaka, Tirthavati, Rupavati, Pavitravati, and Sukla. Text 22. Yasam amba pavitram amalam upayunjana purusha vrishabha dravina devaka sangya varsha purusha apomayam devamapam parnenan janina jayante jayante. Translation. The inhabitants of Krauncha Dweep are divided into four castes called the Purushas, Rishabhas, Dravinas, and Devakas. Using the waters of these sanctified rivers, they worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead by offering a palmful of water at the lotus feet of Varuna, the demigod who has a form of water. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, Apomaya Ashmayam. With joined palms, the inhabitants of the various sections of Krauncha Dweep offer the sanctified waters of the rivers to a deity made of stone or iron. And the verse for today, 23. A lot of verses in this whole chapter with no purport. This one has purport. Apa purushavirasta punantir burbuva suva tena punitamiva krini sprishatam atmanabhuviti. Translation. The inhabitants of Krauncha Dweep worship with this mantra, O water of the rivers, you have obtained energy from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, you purify the three planetary systems known as Bhuloka, Bhuvarloka, and Swaraloka. By your constitutional nature, you take away sins, and that is why we are touching you. Kindly continue to purify us. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, 7th chapter, 4th verse, Bhumir apo nalo vayu kamano buddhir evacha. Ahankara iti ame bina prakritir astada. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego. Altogether, these eight comprise my separated material energies. The energy of the Lord acts throughout the creation just as heat and light. The energies of the sun act within the universe and make everything work. The specific rivers mentioned in the Shastra are also energies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and people who regularly bathe in them are purified. And it can actually be seen that many people are cured of diseases simply by bathing in the Ganga. Similarly, the inhabitants of Krauncha Dweep purify themselves by bathing in the rivers there. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shivakaya Chaksurun Miritam Jaina Tasmai Sri Guru Venama. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances to his lotus feet. So here, the power of the holy rivers is given. But we learn from the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhavad Vida Bhagavatas Tirtha Bhuta Swayam Vibho Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani Swanta Stena Gadabrata. Oh my Lord, anyone knows the translation of that? Oh my Lord, Bhavat Bivira Bhagavatas Tirtha Bhuta Swayam Vibho. Or Tirthas, even the waters purify the people of sins after prolonged use. By coming in contact with the pure devotee, one becomes purified immediately. Is that right? That's what I said. Very good. So, real Tirtha is the pure devotee of the Lord. Of course, the water of the Ganga, the water of the Jamuna, the water of all of these holy rivers, it sanctifies. And after prolonged use, one can get rid of diseases, one can get rid of sinful reaction. But the pure devotee, the Bhagavata, the pure devotee of Lord Krishna, because he has no sinful activity in his life, because he is a papa, freed from any sins, he can purify by immediately coming in contact. Lava matra sadhu sangha sarvasiddhi hoy. That even 1/11th of a second of association, they say lava matra, 1/11th of a second, just by getting a glimpse of Srila Prabhupada. Just like that man, famous story in Atlanta Airport, I think Subhas was there, and the sky cap came up to devotees and said, "Is that your master? Is that your spiritual master?" And devotees said, "Yes." He said, "My God, he's glowing." He had lava matra, 1/11th of a second of association. He saw Srila Prabhupada, and he was, "My God, he's glowing." He could see, due to his pious activities in the past, yesam tvantagata papam, Jananam Punya Karmanam. Sometimes we approach people and they see a picture of Krishna or a picture of Srila Prabhupada and they get frightened or they don't find it very attractive because of their past impious activities. Whereas sometimes people, or even ourselves, when we first saw a picture of Srila Prabhupada, or sometimes we meet people and they mean, "Oh, he's so beautiful. He's shining. What an amazing personality," as soon as they see the picture. We're very fortunate these days. Prabhupada wanted us to spread Krishna consciousness by cultural weapons, by cultural conquest. And he said, and it was a very famous quote, that historians will note this period of time as how the world was changed. Such a heavy responsibility to change the world. Historians, Prabhupada said, will note for the first time in history Vedic culture brought to the West beautiful art, beautiful music, Krishna conscious cooking, Krishna conscious deity worship. Such beautiful, and now finally people are appreciating. Just like the other day we were in Ojai, Naikatma, and a whole crew of devotees from here. And in the parade, some thousands of people were there in parade. Sachidana was there. And the Matajis were dancing, the men were dancing and singing, the kirtan was going on. And the people in the crowd were waving like anything, and smiling, and some dancing, but waving and cheering like anything. So much so that, of course, last year we took first prize for the float. This year they took second prize because some ladies came out in bathing suits. I don't know what was the purpose of their float, but Prabhupada always said that if you want to become popular, then stand on your hands and dance naked. So we're not after just popularity, not danam, not janam, not sundaram. But people are appreciating, behind the scantily clad women, we were next place. First place was the bathing suits, and second place, Hare Krishna kirtan chanting Jagannath Swami. Actually, that's pretty good. Out of so many booths, and there were some comments made by the girls that they would have loved to chant it on our float. So maybe next year we'll have to work something out. But people are appreciating like anything. They love chanting. Even this weekend, you'll be happy to know. This is modern news. The organizers of EcoFest, they have a parade and a stage and booths. And they've invited devotees second year. This is their second year of EcoFest at Venice Beach. And this weekend, they wrote a long letter, we'll give to Govindadat Prabhu and company, that they want devotees, they want to make sure devotees are there at 11 o'clock to head up the parade. Because they know that we are the masters of parades. Who has a better parade than Rath Yatra? People are constantly blown. The Venice Beach Rath Yatra, LA Rath Yatra, nothing compares. We meet people to this day. They ask, are the elephants coming this summer? Are you going to have the oxen again? I think 1 year or 2 years they had elephants. Were the elephants in the parade? I don't think so. Oh, they were in the parade. Maybe 35 years ago. And kids that are, people that are 38 years old, will there be elephants again? When they were three, they were struck with wonder. They saw the parade. No one has a parade. So they invited us. Bring everything. Bring your chariots. Bring your elephants. Bring your cows and bulls. Oxen. Oxen. So they've invited to head up the parade. I'm sure we'll have something there. Maybe not elephants this weekend. And then they asked, will you also please chant on stage? Will you organize the bhajan band to chant on stage? And we'd like to offer you a free booth for your prasadam, which Bhagavad Kripa will do again this year. Nicer, a little nice. And because they're, as soon as they think of eco, as soon as they think of balancing this universe, they can't help but think, well, let's just get the Hare Krishnas involved. And they asked me, I have nothing to do with organization of Rath Yatra. I sit by the small stage and do kirtan and listen to rock and roll. And they said, you're the guy that runs the whole Festival of the Chariots, aren't you? I said, well, you know. Yeah, kind of, pretty much. He said, could you please help and organize the 25 food booths and be part of our committee for the EcoFest? Because we want to make it just a glimmer of what your August festival is like. So people are appreciating, they're understanding, and they're inviting, and they're paying. They're giving us free booth that would normally cost $500 or $700. Come and give out your prasadam. Give out rice and dal and halva and puris and pakoras and whatever you have. Charge and make some money for your temple. And please help us and make it a successful parade, because you guys know how to make a successful festival. So people are appreciating. They see Krishna conscious music. They see Krishna conscious art. Krishna conscious cooking. Krishna conscious food. Krishna conscious literature. Krishna conscious architecture. And they're immediately attracted. They want to be a part of it. And Prabhupada had predicted. Historians will note this period of time, how the world was changed. Everywhere we go, someone was having a wedding just 2 weeks ago at the beautiful hotel, Peninsula Hotel in Beverly Hills. And the lady called us up and said, my husband's not into this, but will you guys chant during the wedding ceremony? During the ceremony. As I enter, can you chant Sita Ram or some mantra? I said, yes, Sita Ram would be nice. And can you do chanting? She said, this would be the most memorable wedding. And the husband, who wasn't vegetarian, who wasn't a yogi, she's a yogini from a yoga studio, he came up afterwards and he said, this was the most memorable day of my life. Thank you so much for coming and having kirtan during this serious occasion. Even people, they're dying. And who are you going to call when someone dies? The Hare Krishnas. Memorial kirtan, fire yajna. I think in January and February, we did 4 memorial services. And they invited for kirtan a couple. One of them was fire yajna. Last summer, me and Archita went for fire yajna outside of... So they're knowing if you die, call the Hare Krishnas. If you're born, call the Hare Krishnas. If you get a wedding, call the Hare Krishnas. And graduation, even we were in New York, and one girl asked us to do her birthday party at some yoga studio, Sankalpa Yoga, on 24th Street and 5th Avenue. Nice area. And they invited us to come and do kirtan because she wanted for her birthday that there be something memorable. So she invited so many friends, and we had kirtan for an hour and a half. It was in L.A., so I couldn't bring any prasadam from the restaurant, or even left over. But someone had brought organic popcorn with chocolate sauce. We offered it to Krishna. It was better than cake. It was a wonderful birthday cake popcorn, birthday popcorn. So if you have a birthday, who are you going to call? The Hare Krishnas. Nowadays, everything except we're still looking for that first bar mitzvah. We were at Agape Church not too long ago, and a lady put a down payment for us to come and do kirtan at her son's bar mitzvah. She was a divorced lady, and everything was going well. We were ready for our first bar mitzvah kirtan. I thought, this is wonderful. I'll talk to the rabbi. I'll do some chants in Hebrew. And, of course, Hare Krishna mantra. And before we could go, the week before, the ex-husband found out. And it was unfortunately canceled, so we're still looking. But every other, they're inviting. Oh, well, we have to have kirtan. So people are appreciating so much the culture of Krishna, the culture of chanting. And they're seeing what is the nature of this material world. We're reading in the Mahabharata, Prabhupada says here about the sun and the moon and all of this, the water. From the materialistic point of view, in the Mahabharata, Maharaj Yudhisthira had gone to this lake. The lake was, some poison was there in the water, and all of the Pandavas had drank in the water in that lake and died on the sea. So when Maharaj Yudhisthira went there and he saw the scene, immediately there came out yaksha. And the yaksha, of course, happened to be Dharmaraj. But he said, I'll bring your brothers back to life, Arjun, Bhima, Nakul, and Sahadev, but you have to answer some questions for me. And he asked them, What's the most amazing thing? And Mars Yudhisthira immediately replied, the most amazing thing is that everyone around me is dying, but I'm thinking that I'll live forever. And the Yaksha said, yes. He said, where do you find the truth? And Mars Yudhisthira replied, Mahajano Yenagata Sapanta, that the truth is with the sages, with the Mahatmas, with the Mahajans. They know what is the truth. They are giving us the truth, the great saintly persons. And then the Yaksha asked, well, what is the news? I like this one particularly. He asked Mars Yudhisthira, what's the news? Mars Yudhisthira replied in Sanskrit. I don't know the Sanskrit, but the English is very interesting. This material world is a frying pan. The sun is the heat, the fire. The days and nights are the fuel. The months and seasons are the handle. And time is the cook that is frying all living entities in that pan. And that is the news. That's the 6 o'clock news. That should be the news every night, the 5 o'clock news. Hi, I'm Bill Moyer with the 5 o'clock news. In the news today, this material world is a frying pan. The sun is the fire. The days and nights are the fuel. The months and seasons are the handle, and time is the cook that is frying all living entities in that pan. And that's the news. Thank you very much. That's the news. This is Mahabharata. And the Yaksha was so satisfied, asked more questions, called Yaksha Prashna, that he brought the other brothers back to life. Mars Yudhisthira had answered all the questions correctly. So this is our situation in this material world. That's the news. No matter what's going on, living entities, we're all of us in this material world are frying in the pan of material existence. There might be different kind of frying. Some are frying in ghee, or some are frying in oils, and some are frying in butter, or some are spiced in this way, but we're all frying in that pan. Therefore, to get out of that frying pan, to get out of being burnt by the modes of material nature, one has to accept the pure devotee of the Lord. One has to accept the Mahajan. Serve him and fulfill his mission. What was Prabhupada's mission? No name, no fame. Nowadays, sometimes we see there's kirtan, but people are thinking, I'll become famous or get some followers. If I do this program, I'll get many followers or riches. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us, na dhanam, na janam, na sundaram. Srila Prabhupada, his business was making famous the Hare Krishna mantra. Some people, they don't even know Srila Prabhupada. They go, oh, yeah, 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 on the back of the books. These other big gurus, so-called, they wanted to make themselves famous, that their body didn't decay for 28 days. One such person. On the 27 days, on the 28th day, big trouble. Decay. Or they were some mystic this or powerful that. Prabhupada remained in the background. He wanted to make Hare Krishna a household word. He said that in every household people would be chanting, just like in Ojai. Oh, did you see the Hare Krishna float? Did you see the Hare Krishnas? We want that everyone, everywhere. So our business is not that we ourselves become popular. Prabhupada was not trying to become popular. Neither many people knew about Srila Prabhupada. He didn't have a long beard and long hair. Prabhupada came humble mendicant, shaved head and sikha. Materially speaking, not that attractive, sikha and shaved head. Although we find nowadays people are wearing, I was walking in the store, it's a Japanese store, I forget what it's called, down on Sentinella. And one guy had a shaved head and a sikha. I said, Hari Bol, and he looked at me like, what? Yeah, how to go, man, yeah, how to go. And then there was another girl, she was maybe Japanese or Chinese, Korean. And she was wearing a Hari Nam chadar, like my kam is wearing. And I said, my God, that's a Hari Nam chadar. She said, yeah, I got it at Saks Fifth Avenue. We should look into that. Now it's become very popular. Everyone wants to wear a Hari Nam chadar and a shaved head with a sikha. Prabhupada made it popular by bringing Krishna consciousness. So, Srila Prabhupada wasn't trying to make himself popular, but make Krishna popular. So our business too, we may be unknown. What do they have, the story of the unknown soldier? But we are servants of Krishna, soldiers of Arjuna. Or is it servants of Arjuna, soldiers of... Servants of Krishna, soldiers of Arjuna. Although our numbers are not many still, like the Pandavas in the Mahabharata, we go and fight. And fight means to give that culture in a place where the culture is total sense gratification, where people are thinking, I am my body. Juxtapose, we're out not trying to become popular, but educating people that we're spirit souls, we're part and parcel of Lord Krishna, and we're meant to be engaged in devotional service to Him. And study the Vedic literatures, chant the Hare Krishna mantra, our notable mantras, and eat Krishna prasadam, engage in sadhana bhakti. So now is such a nice time. People are appreciating like anything. They're wearing our clothes. They're taking up our hairstyles and even wearing kurtas nowadays. People are trying more and more to follow. And taking up chanting like anything. Chanting has become popular. Of course, as we discussed yesterday, most people, they like to chant all kinds of names of demigods. J.J. Ma, J.J. Ma, J.J. Ma, J.J. Ma. Ma, 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 ma. It was one mantra that we learned at the Durga Mandir. They were chanting ma, 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 ma. So we don't disregard. But at the same time, by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, Vaishnav mantra, all of those other mantras are included. There was one boy, his name was Tom, and we went, he organized some of our programs, and he told me, can you please chant more Ganesh? He was in New England. And a little bit more Durga. And, you know, throw in some Shiva for crying out loud. You keep Govinda Jai Jai, Govinda Maripurusham, Gopala Gopala, Hare Krishna. Can we change the subject here? So we tried to preach to him. He went by the temple a little, met a few devotees. He called me up last week. He is now known as Tamal Krishna Das. Got initiated into Vaishnava culture. And he said, can you somehow get me one of those silver books that Prabhupada did? I said, and he's very new. I said, which one? I was caught from it. He said, you know, the one George Harrison was involved with, to Krishna. Can you get me Krishna book? I want to. And he's chanting only Krishna. He has now, he took a boat out in off of Boston and did what he calls Khichri Kirtan. They chant Hare Krishna mantra, Vaishnava mantra, and eat Khichri, and then chant some more after the Khichri. Offer the Khichri to Prabhupada and Krishna. And it's called Khichri Kirtan. And people are coming. They paid $45 each to ride on the boat. So now is an opportune time to give people Krishna consciousness, not for our own aggrandizement, but to fulfill the mission of Srila Prabhupada and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. Any quick question or comment by His Grace Archita Das?
Hi, well, thank you for your nice class. You were mentioning that Prabhupada didn't try to become famous, but it's our duty as his followers to make him famous.
Yeah.
But in a reverential way, though, yesterday I got into a bit of an online fight with devotees who are using Srila Prabhupada's picture as their profile picture on Facebook. And I think this is irresponsible, irreverent. It's just not to be done. Imagine if Prabhupada was still manifest and he would go online and he would see somebody using his picture as their profile picture on Facebook. I think Prabhupada would not appreciate that. So I think that we should make Prabhupada popular in a reverential way, not just using his picture for whatever he wanted to use it for. And they use deity pictures for as their. I mean, that is not reverential. It's bordering on idol worship. You know, if you just worship the deity whenever you feel like it, that's idol worship. That's not deity worship. So similarly, to take the picture of the deity or the picture of the spiritual master and use it as your profile picture, that's not reverential. That's not worship. That's irreverence. That's to me, that's just not to be done. So anyway, some devotees think it's okay, but I don't think it is. It's like if you're in a restaurant and somebody comes in with a Prabhupada mask or a mask of Dwarkadish, you think this person is off. They're nuts. You can't walk around trying to look like Prabhupada or trying to look like the deity.
Yeah,
if you want to popularize Prabhupada, you put a picture of Prabhupada on your wall, you know, on Facebook, or you put an album with pictures of Prabhupada, but you don't use him as your picture, your face.
Yeah, I'm not doing that myself. I have a picture of me from my face in front of a harmonium, and that's a little aggrandizing, self-aggrandizing. But I think that we should take this up. It's a shame you just missed it, that we should take this up with the GBC, that the authorities in Krishna consciousness can handle this. This seems like an international matter, the internet, and that my lowly self, I can't decide who can have a picture, who can't. But I think that you should definitely write a letter to your local GBC and perhaps the GBC Executive Committee and get this thing straightened out once and for all. Myself, I like to see pictures of Prabhupada and Krishna all over the internet. And it seems like it's fair use and that it glorifies Prabhupada. And people inquire, who is that person? But I think you have a valid point to bring up. The next GBC meetings will be in February in a little town called Mayapur, India. So you could start writing this afternoon. All glories to Sri Guru Nanak.